Authorities say a missing 15-year-old boy from Plain Township has been found. Jaden Redrick was previously reported missing after last being seen early this morning in the 2900 block of 17th Street Northwest. A Stark County grand jury has indicted a third person in connection with the death of a Canton woman. 66-year-old Randall Talmadge of Canton turned himself in Monday and was booked into the county jail on charges including involuntary manslaughter and failure to provide for a functionally impaired person. Investigators say 71-year-old Lola Streetman was found dead in May 2021, with medics reporting signs of possible neglect. Two other defendants, Sierra Talmadge and Phyllis Green, have also been charged and have pleaded not guilty. Alliance police say a woman accidentally drove her vehicle into a medical office Monday morning. The fire department says it happened just before 7:45 in the 1200 block of West State Street when the vehicle crashed into a Cleveland Clinic-affiliated physician's office and ended up in an exam room. It appears the 76-year-old driver mistook the accelerator for the brake. The woman, who was the only occupant, was able to exit the vehicle on her own and was checked at the scene with no major injuries. A domestic incident in Canton left a man stabbed early Saturday and a woman facing charges. Police were called to a home in the 1400 block of 13th Street Southeast around 1:20 for a reported fight between the mother and father of children who live at the residence. 36-year-old Desiree Bradley allegedly stabbed the victim in the arm during the altercation and then resisted arrest. She is charged with felonious assault and domestic violence. Bradley is scheduled for arraignment today in Canton Municipal Court. The Louisville Board of Education approved personnel changes for dozens of staff members during its Monday meeting. Resignations, retirements, new hires, transfers, and athletic contracts were approved for 59 employees. The board heard public concerns over preschool enrollment and planned classroom reductions next year and accepted more than $3,000 in donations. Superintendent Michelle Schaefer recognized state qualifiers in bowling, indoor track, and wrestling. A potential data center project in Maslin is prompting city leaders to shorten a development moratorium. City Council voted Monday to reduce the moratorium from 180 days to 60 after learning a developer is interested in the Maslin Technology and Energy Park. Officials say the shorter timeline will still allow for updates to zoning rules without delaying possible projects. No permits for data center development will be issued during the 60-day period. Elsewhere, a growing number of Portage County communities are moving to restrict or pause data center development amid concerns over water use, energy demand, and tax impacts. In Ravenna, City Council's Planning Committee advanced a 12-month citywide moratorium after a large public turnout at a Friday meeting. According to the Record Courier, officials say the pause would give the city time to develop regulations as similar moratoriums are considered or extended in Shalersville and Talmadge. The measure now heads to the full council for final consideration. An East Liverpool man is set to go to trial this summer in connection with a deadly shooting in the city. 34-year-old Daniel Whitley remains held on a $1 million bond. He's charged with aggravated murder, and tampering with evidence in the death of 58-year-old James Powell. The victim was found shot at an apartment complex in May 2025. A jury trial is set for June 2nd, with a status hearing scheduled for May 8th. Bond is set at $500,000 for a Youngstown man charged with sexual battery in Columbiana County. 37-year-old Eric White was arraigned Monday in municipal court. Police say he was arrested Sunday in St. Clair Township after a report he admitted to sexual contact with a young girl. A preliminary hearing is scheduled for April 20th. White remains in the county jail. A Boardman house fire that claimed a man's life has been ruled accidental. The Mahoning County Coroner's Office says 47-year-old Stephen Soriano died from smoke inhalation and burns after the February 10th blaze in the 3900 block of Reicher Avenue. A report notes an overloaded electrical breaker and say there were no signs of foul play. The exact cause could not be determined due to the extent of damage to the home. A legal dispute over trial evidence is at the center of a wrongful death lawsuit against the city of Youngstown. The city says it should be allowed to present expert witnesses and continue discovery, while the plaintiff argues those options should be blocked due to missed deadlines. The case is in common pleas court. It stems from a June 2017 incident when a falling tree on city-owned property on Oak Street Extension struck motorcyclist Thomas Morar of Youngstown, who died in 2019. Youngstown police say a man is in jail after a high-speed chase that ended in Boardman early Sunday and involved multiple guns. 36-year-old Raheem Satterthwaite is facing charges including failure to comply, weapons violations, and assault. Investigators say the incident began after a downtown fight where witnesses reported people going to their cars to get weapons. The chase reached speeds of up to 90 miles per hour before ending in Boardman, where Satterthwaite was taken into custody after a foot chase. He is being held on $100,000 bond. One resident was injured while trying to rescue pets from a house fire in New Middletown. Just before 3 Monday afternoon, firefighters responded to the 4700 block of East Calla Road. The blaze caused mostly interior damage to the home. All other occupants made it out safely, but two dogs did not survive the fire. Multiple fire departments responded, and the cause is under investigation. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.